under our business sponsors. Just go to WTRJTheTruth.com.
The Florida Georgia Truth Network, on the air in Arlington at 91.7. Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. We're delighted that you've jumped on board to join in the dialogue and discussion today. I'm always delighted to have you tune in and call in. Let me remind you, lest I forget it, that telephone number is 904-831-0917. 904-831-0917. After a brief monologue, our telephone lines will be open. You're invited to dial that number. Your number, as you dial it, goes directly through to the studios, right to our microphone, so that we can entertain your questions, comments, dialogue, and discussion. We're talking about today something that I believe must be recognized in all that we've seen take place in the last month in particular, the last week in specific. We're talking about God's divine intervention in America. God's divine intervention. Ladies and gentlemen, let me remind you, the Word of God admonishes us not to place our trust and confidence in man. Psalms 146:3. But listen. What does that mean? What does it connote? What does it say to us when the Bible says don't put your faith and trust and confidence in man? Does it mean that man is not responsible to carry out the task that God's called us to carry out as an individual, as a group, or as a nation, or as a church, or as a family? No. God uses man, human instruments, human beings, to accomplish his plan and his purpose in this old world. That includes America. We're going to talk about that today and how we see God's divine intervention in saving the life of Donald J. Trump, how God used his divine intervention in placing him in office in 2016, and how I believe that God is divinely intervening in the plans of man, changing, rearranging, and directing for the security, the safety, and the promulgation of our Bill of Rights and the freedoms that we have as a nation. Now, you can disagree if you like. You can elongate that discussion if you like. You got to ask questions, and we're going to ask you to in just a moment. But ladies and gentlemen, let me remind you, as we face the issues, we do so based on the authority of the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. I call it the Truth Book. As Jesus was speaking to his disciples in John 8:31-32, Jesus says, if you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed. And you shall know the truth shall make you free. Then in John 14:6, Jesus says, I am truth. Further in John 17:17, a declaratory statement is made. The Word of God says, thy word is truth. Then in Psalms 117:2, the scripture says that the word of the Lord endures forever. The truth of the Lord endures forever. May I say to you, we're living in an era when we can witness, we can watch the socialist Marxist media, the Communist Network News, Joe Biden and the other socialist Marxist Communist Democratic Party as they laugh at what is truth. We've got several examples of that today, how they laugh at truth. Ladies and gentlemen, it was the secularist George Orwell that said, the further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. And we see that come into fruition today. The further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. Ladies and gentlemen, truth matters. truth matters, regardless of what you think, regardless of what you say, does not alternate, does not change, does not in any way mitigate or circumvent or annul or destroy truth. And yet we have in our nation today, according to the latest research, our nation built more and more out of younger generation, 18 to 35-year-old age group called the millennials. Headline says, most younger Americans say there's no absolute truth. And in that survey, as you dig down through it, literally you find that the millennials say, and I quote, each person determines their own version of truth. Ladies and gentlemen, that's an impossibility. I've said before, and may I say at the risk of redundancy, a half-truth is a whole lie. Half-truth is a whole lie. It was the former U.S. Senator Jim DeMint that made this statement. Truth is the core principle of the Judeo-Christian values, which are the foundation of Western civilization. Judeo-Christian values are derived from the Bible, and the Christian church is the only custodian of the Bible. If you want to know the reason for the death of truth in America, look no further than the decline of Bible-based Christianity. And then in his article, he goes on to talk about listening to a pastor on one occasion and how he had deviated from the scripture and not telling the truth by what the Word of God says. I go back to the 15th century theologian Jan Hus, church reformer Jan Hus. Jan Hus, by the way, at the end of his life, as he is being burned at the stake, Jan Hus screams out, truth shall prevail. Prior to that happening, here's one of Jan Hus's faithful, famous statements. He says, faithful Christians seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, live the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, and defend the truth, even to death. That's my challenge each and every day on this broadcast, that we learn the truth, live the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, and be willing to stand for truth, even in the face of death. And that's what he did. He lived his life out in that fashion. And I challenge us each and every day on this broadcast to find the truth. And you won't find it on the socialist Marxist media. You won't find it on the Communist Network News. You'll not find it in the politically correct agenda of the political folks. You'll not find that, generally speaking, in denominational dogma, a philosophical rhetoric. Truth is the fountainhead out of the Word of God. And I believe we need to stand for truth today, more than ever in the history of America. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of the day's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of equipment for the homeowner with brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment with the full line of Honda generators. And ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time has a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about the power backup equipment. The knowledgeable staff at Tools for Time can answer your questions about the professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Tools for Time is conveniently located at 11291, that's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. Perhaps you say, how did I find that? Glad you ask. There's a benchmark and identifier. There's a 165-foot flagpole with the U.S. flag Old Glory flowing over the campus of Tools for Time. That flag is flowing 24/7. Find that flag in the flagpole, the base of the flagpole, you'll find the home of Tools for Time. But wait, wait, wait. There's some good news. Tools for Time is now hiring all positions. House and grounds maintenance, mechanics and technicians, inside and outside sales, customer service representatives, and much, much more. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time is a great place to work. The family-friendly, oriented environment that you're working in. They're closed on Sunday so that you can worship in the house of God with the family of God, as God's Word ordained it to be so. They're located at 11291, that's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. Drop by, make an application for employment, wait for an interview. See what God does placing in the family of Tools for Time. Toolsfortime.com. Tools for Time Legendsgentlemen.com. Ladies and gentlemen, lest I forget it, let me remind you once again, that telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. What do you think, ladies and gentlemen, about the Word of God, which says that we're not to put our trust and confidence in man, Psalms 146:3? Does it seem to you, as some have said, that if we're talking about Trump, voting for Trump, praising Trump, et cetera, looking forward to Trump's election, re-election, et cetera, is that putting trust and confidence in man? What does it mean when the Word of God says, put not your trust and confidence in man? Simply put, ladies and gentlemen, God is our only hope. God is our only help. And because it is God that works through man to accomplish his purpose and his plans for this whole world, we need to recognize that God works through human instrumentality. God works through human beings. It is human beings that God has historically worked through. We, ladies and gentlemen, I believe we must now, at this time, prepare as no other time in recent history in recognizing God's hand in the present and future of America, of what he wants to accomplish. Now listen, there's some that will say that they believe that God is now judging America. I believe that is absolutely correct. God's judgment is always progressive based on what a nation or a people will do and recognizing the need to turn to God or to turn back to God. And it is my prayer that we'll see America turning back to God, depending on God, trusting in him. I believe it would behoove us today to take a moment, ponder, glance back at history and see how God's used human vessels, human instrumentality to accomplish his will for a nation. Let's look at a few of them. And I'm going to touch on these just briefly. We'll go back and look at them. But I remind you, our telephone number is 904-831-0917. 904-831-0917. Do you see God's hand at work in America? Do you see God's hand at work in his intervention in the recent delivering Donald Trump, saving his life, delivering him, Donald Trump, from sure death? Do you realize, ladies and gentlemen, if he had not turned his head at that split nanosecond, that bullet would have pierced his brain and Donald Trump would not be here today? How do you think that took place? Now, it's sad that an individual lost his life. Took the bullet that was aimed at, designed for Donald Trump. We're going to talk about a lot of things in that realm today. Was that happenstance that the security was so lax, or is it planned? There are a lot of folks on internet media that saying that it was planned. I don't know that. We want to talk about some potentialities. Who failed? Was it the Secret Service? Local police officers, Mayorkas of the Homeland Security, that ultimately is over the Secret Service, was the trickle down from Joe Biden's statement putting Donald Trump in the bullseye? Is that what brought it about? Exactly how did it take place? Why did it take place? What happened in the events? What is the part of God? What part does God play, does God take, in the affairs of man? What about the 56 signers, ladies and gentlemen, of our Declaration of Independence? You recall they pledged their lives, their fortunes, and sacred honor. I'm looking at a brief summary here on that. What kind of men were the signers? 25 were lawyers, a jurist. 11 were merchants. 9 were framers, farmers of large plantation owners. 1 was a teacher. 1 a musician. 1 was a painter. They were men of means and education, yet they signed the Declaration of Independence knowing full well that the penalty could be death if they were captured. In fact, it was Benjamin Franklin who, after putting his quill pen down, quipped this: "We must indeed all hang together, or most assuredly we shall all hang separately." Despite such a dire consequences, the reality and the real fact was that our founding fathers valued freedom and its promises for themselves and their posterity so much that they would risk and pledge their lives, fortunes, and sacred honor. Signing the declaration proved to be very costly. Five signers were captured by the British and brutally tortured as traitors. Nine fought in the Revolutionary War and died from their wounds and hardships. Two lost their sons in the war. Two others had their sons captured. At least a dozen of the 56 had their homes pillaged and burned because of their boldness in signing the Declaration of Independence. So, ladies and gentlemen, as we look at what is happening today, can we see it through the light of what God has done in the lives of our founding fathers when they pledged their lives, their fortunes, and sacred honor? Now, Donald J. Trump has not used that term, but I look at him, envision him, and see him through the prism of what our founding fathers did and what they said. They were men of means. They could have survived without placing their lives on the line. They didn't have to do that. They chose to do so. Let's look at George Washington, called the father of America. Washington, a general, fought for the safety and security and success for America. God used him. We're talking about God's divine intervention in America and his divine intervention by using human instrumentality and vessels. And yes, we cannot place our hope, our trust, and our confidence solely on man, but the recognition that God works through man to preserve what God has given us in the United States of America. Think about Abraham Lincoln. God used him in a divine fashion during the time of national civil unrest and upheaval and even war. Yet our ultimate confidence is to be in God, not in man. I believe we have Tom on the line. Tom, go with your question or comments, please.
Yes, sir. Dr. Youngblood, do you believe that if that bullet would have killed Donald Trump, that we would have an open civil war today?
We would be in a complete revolution being fought out on the streets had that taken place. Sad to say, but that would have been the match that lit at that point, would have brought about full revolution and upheaval in America. Total civil war. I believe that, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. I saw the videos of the shooter up on the roof, and you could plainly see him. He wasn't hidden. He had climbed up there and had that rifle, and he was just in casual garb. He wasn't in wearing a suit or anything like a Secret Service, and people are clearly going over to the police saying, look, he's got a gun. And you know, that was in Pennsylvania, and that's where the Keystone Cops were from, but they look like the Keystone Cops. The police union said, the one policeman crawled up there, but he fell down, hurt himself. Well, now that's been refuted. That wasn't true. So, do you think that was a plot to assassinate President Trump, but on a bigger scale than just some little kook?
Well, here's two or three thoughts, and I'll lay them out, get your take on it. It's all over the media today, social platforms, that the Secret Service is now saying that it was not their fault, though the female diversity, equity, and inclusion appointed person for the head of the Secret Service says that it is her fault because she's the head. But they're literally saying that it was the police officer's responsibility for that which was outside of the perimeter that had been set up for the prosecutorial responsibility of protecting within the perimeter. Now, also, it's been discovered that the police officers were staging, this almost sounds unreal, the police officers for that locale were staged inside the building in case something happened. They would be on standby and ready, and we're not paying attention to the outside. Thirdly, in response to your statement, yes, I've watched the video over and over and over where people saw the shooter sliding around on his belly on top of the building, getting himself into a position of firing. He had his weapon with him. They called the police. They screamed out, "He's look at him, find him, etc." Now, there's two stories about the police officer going on the roof. One of the stories happens to be that, yes, he climbed up the ladder. Where'd the ladder come from? Apparently, it was the ladder that was put there by the shooter. I don't know. But he climbed up the ladder, was confronted then. The shooter turned his weapon on the police officer. Police officer so frightened he fell back and fell off the ladder. The other story was that the police officer backed down off the ladder because, after all, you can't hang onto the ladder with one hand and balance yourself and pull your weapon with the other hand, so he had to come down off the ladder and could not do anything about it. Now, the deeper question in my mind, the broader question in my mind, exactly what happened? What took place? And now listen, the very agencies that's lied to Donald Trump, the very agencies, the DOJ, the FBI, the CIA, that's tried to destroy Donald Trump with lawfare, they're the ones now that are supposed to give us a thorough investigation of what went wrong and how they can fix it so it'll, quote, never happen again. So what are your thoughts? Was it something that happened on purpose? Was it something just a fiasco of errors? Whose fault was it? Was it Secret Service or was it the local police officers? What are your thoughts on that?
I believe that it's you got to remember it's a Democratic administration, and you could they could mess up anything. They've got this nation in a total disarray, and I think that any agency they're over is ran in a total disarray. That they don't get credible people. They just make a mockery out of doing what's right. And that's my take on it. I think when a Republican administration gets in, people are held accountable. And nobody in a Democratic regime, just like Trump said, you don't fire nobody. That's true. It becomes so lax, so unproductive that it just can't function because it's just a good old boy system, and there's no accountability. That's my take on it. It's
well, Tom, it's you're rotten. Tom, you're exactly right. And one of the major, and I can't, may I say again, major problems in the present administration is that all of the hiring for every department, for every agency, based on diversity, equity, and inclusion. And by saying that, it simply means if you're female, if you happen to be of a multi-gender philosophy, if you're trans, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, then you fit the bill, you fit the qualifications, nothing more, nothing less than diversity, equity, and inclusion being used today by the Biden administration and all the bureaucratic agencies to place people in responsible positions. The individual that's head of the Secret Service, in my most humble opinion, love to hear other thoughts on this, but in my most humble opinion, is not qualified any more than I would be to head up the Secret Service. And yet that is the position that she holds, and now saying that it's the local police officer's responsibility. And yet, at the same time, when you understand that those agencies, the Secret Service, the FBI, the DOJ, et cetera, are all under the thumb of the Marxist, socialist Biden administration, and here's a man that is in the face of Joe Biden that will, in fact, win the race, political contest, November the 5th. What would you think if you had the opportunity to have the Secret Service thinking, well, I'll just do my boss's bidding, that is Joe Biden, and I'll remove him from the competition? Now, I don't know that took place. That is on the minds of multitudes of people, thousands upon thousands across America, that believe that is the bottom line, and now blaming another agency of the local police department for it. But, Tom, the bottom line is, and I'll say this and let you go, the bottom line is, it's God's divine intervention. Whatever the cause, whatever the situation, the consequences are the same, and the end result's the same, and that is, I believe, God's divine intervention. I'm looking at an article that American Family Association, Tim Wildman, says, we were all shocked by the news of the assassination attempt of the former president, Donald J. Trump. The bullet, from a high-powered rifle, fired, nicked Trump's ear while he addressed the crowd at a rally in Butler, Pennsylvania, Saturday afternoon. I firmly believe, this writer says, I firmly believe that God spared the life of President Trump. Many of my Christian colleagues share the same sentiment as reported in the American Family Association News. It goes on to talk about Donald Trump survived this violent act. We must remember that the gunman took the life of a fellow American, Corey Comtore, and left two others seriously injured. I read about how Corey instinctively told his wife and daughters to get down, and he literally shielded them from the bullet that led to his death. And he goes on to say, friends, there's no question that our nation is in deep trouble. While Americans will continue to disagree on political and social issues, we should all be able to agree on this. There's no place for the kind of violence that we saw unfold this past weekend. And he goes on to talk about what had happened with Trump's attempted assassination. I believe God divinely intervened. Are your thoughts in the same vein? What are your thoughts?
Dr. Youngblood, I've gotten so lately, I guess the last 3 months, I listened to you at the 9 o'clock broadcast in the evening. And you've taught me that when you become a Christian, old things pass away. Mm-hmm. And you become a new person.
Yes.
And you've also taught me that don't replay evil with evil, because you're trying to do God's job. And God knows what's going on, and God is very vengeful. You take it, if I have an enemy, I can't make his wife get breast cancer, but God can. I can't make his child epileptic, but God can. So you've really taught me, it's almost a pacifist attitude, but it's really true, because you've talked about God and how God intervened. God intervenes in our life, and most people don't even know it.
Absolutely.
God intervened in this shooting, and very few people, they're going to think that somehow it was just a miracle. No, that was God's intervention. And I pray to the fellow listeners that they really do think about what being a Christian is. Being a Christian is not being Billy Bad Butt and you're going to shoot everybody that you don't agree with. Christianity is knowing that there's a divine God and he intervenes in the affairs of man. And you don't have to do a thing, because when you go against another Christian, then God is going to take you out sooner or later. It might not be overnight. You know, David thought when he had the affair with Bathsheba that God had kind of forgot about it, winked about it, or whatever. No, he didn't. But Dr. Youngblood, I thank you so much for your time, your money, your effort that you put forth to educate people about God. And I just can't tell people enough to listen to what you got to say. Now, you've studied this all your life, but we're so privileged to have you, Dr. Youngblood. So privileged.
Well, Tom, I'm humbled by your statement. I'm thankful for them, and it's my prayer that it is impactful, informational, inspirational, and educational for each one that listens each and every day. That's the goal. That's the purpose. That's the plan. That's the prayer each and every day on this broadcast, and we're so delighted and thankful that you've joined in. And for those that may not know it, 9 o'clock, 9 till 10 o'clock each night, we have expository preaching. Then at 11 o'clock until 12, there's the replay of this broadcast each day, and we invite every listener to tune in each and every day. Tom, thank you so much for your call. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm delighted that you've joined today. The telephone number is 904-831-0917. We're talking about God's divine intervention in the affairs of man. God's divine intervention. We could go back and find that in the 56 signers. We can go back and find that in Abraham Lincoln, George Washington, etc., etc. We'll further that thought right after the news. But hang in there. Don't turn your dials. We'll be right back right after the news.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.
WTRJ, Orange Park, Jacksonville. WAYL, St. Augustine. WATY, Folkston, Georgia. Online at ilovethetruth.com.